Edge Hill residents are celebrating a small victory after a private developer took over most of a neighborhood park in Music Row. They complained the move was a new level of intrusion. But now, as WPLN's Mayor Benight reports, plans have changed.
It's a happy ending for the Edge Hill neighborhood that, without any notice, saw their little community park get gobbled up by a big developer. Metro Parks had given Panattoni Development the right to take over Tony Rose Park for at least a year, using it to store equipment while building its $35 million office next door. In exchange, Panattoni said it would make $90,000 in park improvements, but it never consulted the neighbors. And suddenly, they were being given a volleyball court they'd never asked for. Rachel Zylstra is the board president of the Edge Hill Village Neighborhood Association. She says despite the initial tension, the developer was more than willing to listen.
I think that by coming together and agreeing to reset and to reset with good faith and to move forward, we've really created something that we can be unabashedly proud of.
Today, thanks to neighborhood input, the area the developer needed for staging is half the size, and the proposed volleyball court has been replaced with a plan for more green space, as well as a bike route and a picnic shelter. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mara Benight.